Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's right, live from the great state of Florida, it's the Making Eight Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show, and I'm your host, Scott Misick. I want to thank y'all for tuning in to MakingEight.com. Tonight, we are going to cover a lot of events. We were live this weekend in Port Charlotte, and we're going to talk a lot about that. Some new things in the air, some great things for the Southern States Bull Riding, and we're going to start covering some of their events a little bit more in depth. We're going to bring that action to you here coming up later on in our show. We're going to talk about the SSBR finals here coming up in January in LaBelle, Florida. We're also going to talk about this weekend coming up in Myakka City with the Southern States Bull Riding. We're going to talk the PBR, the PRCA, or anything rodeo or Western that you want to talk about. We want to remind you that our phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. When we get back on the ranch, we're going to start talking rodeo, so get a grip, and we'll be right back.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Come on, nobody.
Folks, this is Donnie Newell with the Southern States Bull Riding Association, and you're listening to the SSBR on Macon8.com.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, we are back on the ranch with Macon8.com. I am your host, Scott Misek. Tonight, we're going to get right into the rodeo action. We're going to talk about the Macon 8 Radio live event we were covering in Port Charlotte, Florida, with the Southern States Bull Riding. It was the Red Man Pro Series Challenge, and let me tell you, they had one heck of a good bull ride down there. Just to start things off, you know, we started right off with Buckshot Morrison, our first rider of the night down there, scored a 77 points, and it never let up. The first five riders ended up having qualified rides, and let me tell you, it was a banger. There was a lot of different type of things that went on during the event. You know, we can get in and talk about them. Our event winner was none other than Team Macon 8 member Brian Corson. Now, we've all talked about this guy, and I hype him up because he is what he says he is, and that's a bull rider. This guy knows how to get it done. Brian Corson winning the event overall with a score of 77.5, and you know, made one of the best rides I've seen him make all year long. Great way to start off the 2010 season, you know. Had a chance to talk with Carl Saletti, the owner of the SSBR, and hopefully we'll be able to catch up with him a little bit later on. But it was really interesting. He said, you know, if the season ended today, Brian Corson would be the champ. And, you know, that puts him in first place. And you know, Brian's got bigger goals. He was on the Built Four Tough Series back in 2005 with the PBR, and he knew he looks to come back. But I'll tell you what, he's riding his guts out and just impressing everybody. But we had a great event down there in Port Charlotte. You know, they had Ray Rivero and Cody Robinson were our bullfighters down there. Did one heck of a good job. I mean, lights out, getting in front of these bulls, turning them around. Everybody was able to get up and get out of the arena okay. And let me tell you, there were some ranked bulls down there in that arena. These bulls came to buck, but the riders came to ride. And, you know, it was a little bit of a makeup, I guess, for Manatee Civic Center. You know, it didn't seem like the Cowboys had it all together. And, you know, the Bulls ended up winning more of that round. You know, had very few qualified rides that night in Manatee Civic Center at Diamond W Rodeo Productions and the SSBR's deal, closing out the 2009 season. But they really heated it up down there in Port Charlotte. We had some great fans down there. Really were entertained by the whole action, and we loved it. I mean, this was a great way to start off 2010. We started off behind the Buck and Chutes, and we had a really good time down there. You know, just talking with some of the Cowboys, we were able to catch up with some of these guys as they came off their bulls. And fans, you're going to hear more of that right here on Macon 8 Radio. We are going to start doing more and more things like that. You know, this is what it's all about right here. We want to get you, the fans, more excited about the sport of rodeo, and we are working on doing that. You guys are going to get blown away tuning in to Macon8.com and Macon 8 Radio. We are going to bring you so much action, so much rodeo action, that you're going to be overwhelmed. But it's going to be great for you to sit down, log on to one website, and pick and choose where you're going to go to listen to your radio broadcast. We're going to make it happen for you. It's in the works, rodeo fans, so y'all get a grip, because I'm telling you, Macon 8 is where it's going to be at. We are going to be what we say we are, and that's reaching out to you, the fans. But, you know, back into some of the action there, we had some really good rides. Justin Walker, one of the young guns of the SSBR, starting off the 2010 season on the right foot. He was about the third rider out. Let me tell you, he was following suit. Buckshot started things off. And like I said, Welton Silva was our second rider. Justin Walker was our third. And he came out and made a really impressive ride, scoring a 75. on a really decent bull. I mean, this bull turned back and Justin had a seat on him, and that was what it's all about. Cole Wooten came out in our four slot making another qualified ride. I'm telling you, it was just coming. Jimmy Lathrow. Now, this is the interesting deal. And fans, you know, if you guys want to comment on this, please feel free to do that. But Jimmy Lathrow was our fifth rider out. He scores a 71. That would have put him in third place out of the top five riders. He would have been sitting in third place. Jimmy made a business decision in rodeo. He felt like a 71 was not going to be enough to get him back into the short round and put him into the money. So Jimmy took the option for a re-ride. His bull was did not perform to the best of his ability, so the judges gave him an option, and he took it. Now, because he took it, his score went to zero, and he did not make re-ride. So that gave him no score. You know, it's something hard for these cowboys to walk away with, but at the same time, it's a decision that we make as athletes, you know, in this sport. Are we willing to take that chance, or are we going to settle? And like I said, Jimmy Lathrow wanted the points. He wanted the money, so he went for it all, and it ended up costing him for the round that night. It would have brought him back to the short round had he finished out, but there were a lot of riders there. There were a lot of cowboys, I believe 22 in all, and, so it made it difficult. It was a big decision, and him being the fifth cowboy out made it really hard. Now, I think if Jimmy were placed down towards the 19th or 20th rider, I think he probably would have kept his score. But, he made a tough call, and I don't certainly wouldn't have wanted to have been in his shoes when he had to make that decision. But, like I said, we've got phone lines open, 646-915-9940. If you guys have questions or comments, want to sit back and talk some rodeo with us, give us a call. We'll be happy to talk to you. Sliding on down, we did not have any qualified rides in our short go-round action. But, like I said, overall, the man of the hour was Team Macon 8's own Brian Corson. So he's already starting off the 2010 season with a great amount of points. He is sitting in first place in our 2010 season. We had an opportunity to talk with him, and hopefully you were able to listen to the show, and that means every bit of it. You know, it wasn't as great as what we wanted. We are looking to make things better with the, with our live radio broadcast, so you're going to be able to tune in and really hear what's going on. We're going to get some co-hosts down there with us on a regular basis, so you're going to have that opportunity as well. But, this is what it's all about, rodeo fans. We want to bring you the action. This is for you. It's for you, the athletes. We want to promote you guys. If you guys want to sit back and talk with us when we're back on the ranch, give us a call. Now's the time. We are on the air, 646-915-9940. We've got a lot of good events coming up with the Southern States Bull Riding. Macon 8 Radio is going to be live out in Myakka City this weekend. Now, they're actually going to have a two-day event down there because they have to make up they're going to have a makeup date for their August event that they had to cancel. So we're going to make that up on Sunday. But Saturday night, they've got one of the greatest bull riding action packed rodeos going on. I'm telling you, fans, if you're anywhere in the Florida area, make your way on down to Myakka City. If you need directions, you can find out on Macon8.com. Get a hold of us, and we'll get you to this rodeo. These fans are so loyal, they pack this house. I've never seen an arena packed as packed as this one is. Now, this is outdoor arena, and I'm telling you, they are standing 6 and 7 deep around the outside. These guys love rodeo, and they get their money's worth every time they show up. They're dedicated fans, and we love being down there to bring you the action. So, like I said, we will not actually be there this Saturday. However, we will be there Sunday. So we are going to catch up, and we'll let you know what's going on, what happened Saturday night, what the event highlights were, who did what in the rodeo, and then we're going to bring you the action live on Sunday afternoon. So y'all stay tuned and get ready for that. We want to talk about the SSBR finals, but before we do, we're going to take a short break. Rodeo fans, now's the time to give us a call. If you've got questions or comments about the Western community, the Heritage Rodeos, 646-915-9940. We're back on the ranch, and you're listening to Macon8.com. Get a grip. We'll be right back.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
the trailer to the pickup truck and drive off through the night. Truck stop food and crisp adieu, yeah, it's big show time. They come rolling in, hell bent to win, yeah, they draw a number and wait. Say a prayer, throw their hand in the air, the second they open the gate, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stick it up. On the ride, counting those seconds down. It seems like two lifetimes when you're bucking and tossing around. But there's a buckle waiting at the end of the night, enough money to make the next show. And a winning day is worth the pain. And even though you're healing slow, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stick it up. Now hang on.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right. You're listening to Making A Radio, and we are back on the ranch tonight. I am your host, Scott Misick, and we're talking some rodeo with you. Want to let you know, phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. Give us a call. We'll talk about some of the rodeos going on in your area and see what we can do to get out there and help promote these events. Do you want to talk about some riders or just talk about some of the questions that you may have about rodeo in general, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Want to let you all know what's going on. The Southern States Bull Riding is putting on in January. They're putting on their SSBR finals. It's going to be a two-night event going on the 7th through the 10th. The 8th and 9th are actually going to be the rounds of bull riding. But let me tell you, they have got so many activities set up down there. This is going to be one of the biggest deals going on in the state of Florida. For a four-night event, they're going to have so many activities that are going to bring you, the fans, closer to the riders. This is your opportunity to get to know the Southern States Bull Riders. And we're talking about some name guys, Jimmy Lathrow, B.J. Carter, Brian Corson. You know, some of these guys that have been on the PBR tours, you guys have seen him at rodeos all over. Buckshot Morrison, you know, these guys ride for the PBR still. Wagner Luciano still rides, current leader in the SSBR finals, or in the 2009 standings. So he's going to be putting it up on the line and defending that right there, his lead. There's 3,000 points to be given during the finals. You know, a lot of activity going on with that. So, y'all, you know, if you can make your way down there, you're going to watch some great bull riding action. You know, and everything that is brought in for them is going to go to the Ronald McDonald House Charities. You know, so this is going to be a not-for-profit event that these guys, you know, are going to be riding for. These, you know, there's going to be money to be made for these cowboys, but as far as your ticket sales, things like that for the events, that money is going to be going to the Ronald McDonald House Charities. So a great opportunity for you to help support the Ronald McDonald House Charities as well. If you want more information on it, check out the SSBR's website at SSBRnow.com. And, you know, we've got a link set up on making8.com. You can go right to it from there. But, you know, we got to sit back and talk a lot about the SSBR finals, you know, and I almost had slapped myself in the face for forgetting it. But we had some great barrel racing action going on down there in Port Charlotte this weekend as well. Unfortunately, we did not get to cover as much as we wanted to. We actually ran short on time because of the show and how it was run. We did get the first 10 barrel racers out there. We were able to broadcast their event. We want to hear from you can chasers out there. If you guys are listening in to making8.com right now, we want to be able to promote you guys to barrel racers. If you guys have questions or comments, if you listen to the show and you think that we can do better, let us know. 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to take your calls. We want to hear from you guys. We want to bring this action to you in the most exciting fashion that we can, so you all will tune in and we can bring you the barrel racing action from right here at the Southern States Barrel Racing. But we did have a really good event down there. It was really exciting to watch. You know, these girls out there running around them cans are really, you know, they're putting on a great show. This arena is set up where this is a fast-paced deal. I mean, these, you know, the barrel pattern is a little bit shorter and are a little bit more narrower. So these, you know, these girls have got their work cut out for them, getting these horses around the barrel. It's more of an extreme barrel racing. And, you know, I would be remiss if I did not start talking about the Equi Games coming up in December in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're going to be there live covering both weekend events. You know, we're going to have barrel racing out there. We're going to have a team roping competition. We're going to have a shooting competition, horseback shooting competition, and we're going to have some great bullfighting action. Rob Smith is putting on the bullfighting challenge. The word is getting out. The bullfighters' names are being thrown out there as to who's going to be there. The Wrangler National Finals, the PRCA have selected their bullfighters for the Wrangler National Finals. These guys have either accepted or turned down. And the ones that don't will be over at the Equi Games and Rob Smet's Bullfighting Invitational. So we're going to see a great matchup, but we are going to get into that tomorrow. We're going to have Rob Smet's live on making8.com tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Y'all will be able to sit back and listen as we bring you the action. If y'all want to try to call and talk with Rob, we'll have those opportunities. Phone lines will be open. And, you know, we'll get down to some action. We'll find out exactly what his event is going to be made of. We're going to talk about these bullfighters. Telling you, I've seen some names come across there that are going to be really impressive. And if you guys have not had the opportunity, get online, and you'll have to Google some of these bullfighters' names and watch some of these videos. You know, I have been lights out impressed with some of these bullfighters. As a matter of fact, you know, the word is we've got one down there that just so happens is going to be at the Wrangler National Finals. He's going to be unable to compete in the Equi Games with Rob Smets. So I think we've got him riled up and we've got him, you know, fired up enough to get down here and do the broadcast. He's going to be our co-host. Y'all get on down to making8.com. Check out our Bullfighters page. You're going to see some really impressive videos. We're going to talk about this guy. Hopefully have him on the line here before then. But, you know, we are definitely looking to have him out there. We're not going to talk about his name. That's going to be up for you guys to find out. So check out making8.com. Kind of scrounge around there. You might have to search for it, but it's there. And then tomorrow night is when we're going to go and have our special Back on the Ranch show with Rob Smets going over his program. So 646-915-9940. Phone lines are open. We want to hear from you, the fans. So give us a call. Want to talk about some of the other upcoming things. The PBR is winding down. They have one more event left. And let me tell you, rodeo fans, if you're listening from out of the state of Florida, you know, you're about to get shaken up. Florida is putting bull riding on the map. Cody Nance. Now, this guy here, granted, he's from Tennessee. This guy spent more time riding in the SSBR down here these last couple years, has made it to finals, has competed in finals, competed in some of these Port Charlotte events that you guys have had an opportunity to get out and see. You know, I'm telling you right now, it's been lights out. Cody Nance is on fire, and he is in the Rookie of the Year standings. He's in the hunt, so look for him to be at the Vegas Finals coming up here next month. But we still got one more event left. You know, before we get in and start talking about more of the PBR action, we're going to slide down. I believe we've got Carl of the SSBR on the line, and we're going to see if we can't catch up with him and talk a little bit about some of these bull riders that are going to be in the top 30. So y'all hang tight. Hey, Carl, you with us?
Hey, no, it's Weasel.
Oh, Weasel. Well, what a shocker. What's going on, buddy?
Not much. Carl gave me a call. Right now he's in the middle of writing a ticket, so he wanted me to give you a call and say, hey, see how it's going.
Oh, wonderful, man. Well, hey, we're glad you did. Hey, we're just getting down here ready to talk about some of the SSBR action going on for the finals. You know, we want to get in and start talking about some of these riders. And, you know, we know that you guys are the ones that really know about these guys. So we want to hear from you and just get your take on some of these guys. Now, sitting in top 30 for the 2009 season is James DeSantos. I had the opportunity to see this guy. I had an opportunity to see him down there the 4th of July. You know, he didn't compete in a whole lot of events throughout the beginning of the season. And I talked with Donnie, and I'm like, man, how does a guy like that get into the finals? But you know what? He made a good point. He said every time James DeSantos showed up to a rodeo, he was bringing home money. And it was enough to get him in the top 30 slot, which was really impressive to see. You know, I like seeing this young cowboy. Now, I know he's been around for quite some time. So what do you know about him?
First time I met James DeSantos, I was actually going to a rodeo in Alabama. And he didn't speak very good English. I had a friend of ours, Renato Texpera, who's with the association. They were going to go ride in one of these rodeos that I was fighting. So we drove from Bradenton all the way up to Alabama. And Renato knew him from Brazil, and he talked about how great he was and everything. And this guy, to look at him, I mean, if the wind blew, he would fall over. Real skinny guy. I mean, it's hilarious. So he tells me how good he is, and I'm like, sure, you know. He won the event. Hands down won the event and wound up, and this was in a different association. I think he rode two other shows and won those, and he was in the finals just within a matter of three or four shows. He made it to the finals in that association. He actually is a past champion of ours.
Now, is that for the Redman Pro Series Championship, or is that the overall?
That is the overall.
Wow. Well, you know what? He's in the top 30 slot. I don't know if he's going to have enough to catch Wagner Luciano this season. But,
that's another thing. They're actually pretty good friends. They used to ride together in Brazil. They came over together. So
is that right?
Yes, they're really good friends. And yeah, James just had some bad luck with his leg. He's broken it, honestly, I think, three times within the last year.
Wow. Well, he's feeling pretty healthy right now, correct?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I tell you what, he's worth watching. He's an amazing rider.
Absolutely. And we cannot wait to see him. You know, we're going to probably run into him at a few of these other SSBR events here coming up, but we definitely look to see him in January at the finals in LaBelle, Florida. Now, moving on, we actually, in 29th place, we've got Hunter Carter. Now, I was really impressed to see this guy win the event. I believe he won the event down in Lakeland, Florida, that you guys had this year at the Cumbie Arena, correct?
Yeah.
Really impressive to watch, man. Hunter Carter is one of the up-and-coming guys, and, of course, he carries that Carter name. So you know he's in relation to some of the big names in rodeo. I mean, this guy has been around. He's another one of your younger cowboys, but you know, from Kissimmee. But this guy knows how to get the job done, and he does have an event win under his belt down there this year.
Yeah, Hunter Carter is actually one of my favorites. He's a really good kid. He's related to B.J. Carter, Possum Carter, very famous bullfighter and rodeo athlete. That's Possum's his dad.
Okay.
Let's see. I think his uncle's name, BJ's father was named Buzzer, I think is what his nickname was.
Okay.
But really, really good. Really, he's a trip. He's fun to watch. He's He's not cocky. He's confident. He knows he's going to ride that bull, and he's going to spur him every chance he gets. I've watched him through the years, and just really, really good athlete. It's exciting that he's part of it, because, you know, we're in the high school rodeos and stuff like that, watching him do that, you know, it's like, wow, this kid's going to make something, and for him to come in the association, it's exciting.
Now,
I'm glad he's actually making it to the finals.
How long has he been riding in the SSBR?
He's probably been riding in the SSBR, I would say, I believe this is his second year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's turning it out, and we definitely look forward to seeing him down there at the finals as well. Now, moving on, we got in 28th place, Ricky Maddox. Now, Ricky Maddox is in the Rookie of the Year contention. He's trailing Kenny Hammack by quite a bit, actually. Kenny Hammack is the leader in the Rookie of the Year standings in 17th place. But Ricky Maddox from Winter Haven, Florida, is sitting there with 836 points. He still has an opportunity to actually take over. He's going to have one heck of a good finals to overtake that Rookie of the Year. But, he's got a shot at it. What do you think?
Well, that's anything can happen. I mean, and when you're the kids nowadays, I mean, there's something special. Sometimes there's a switch that goes on, and I mean, nothing can stop them. You know, they're just fun. They're good kids, and this is a good kid here, and he's got every chance. I mean, he's got a chance. He can do it.
Yeah,
he could take it.
I'll tell you what, man, just like you said, it's the finals, man, you know, and we've seen crazier things happen in some of, not only just the SSBR finals, but the PBR finals, PRCA finals, you know, I mean, this is where you see guys come out of their comfort zone and make tremendous rides and really make a name for themselves, you know, it's the finals, man. You don't get any more exciting than that right there.
It doesn't
get
any bigger than the finals, absolutely. I mean, this is where it's for everything, you know, for bragging rights.
Yep,
for the rest of next year, it's bragging rights, you know.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're sitting there talking about the 28th slot being the Rookie of the Year, or one of the rookies in the SSBR, and Ricky Maddox. We're going to move on and talk about the number 27th slot, Mark Pinero. Now, this guy has been around – I mean, I'm telling you, I don't know if rodeo, you know, I think this guy's been riding rodeo in Florida since they started it. I mean, this guy is one of the most veteran cowboys out there, knows how to get the job done, still makes some really good rides, and he's sitting in 27th place. What do you know about Mark Pinero?
Mark is a very, very classy guy, first of all. When I say that, and if you ever meet him, you'll know exactly who I'm talking about without ever hearing his name. Very good, solid bull rider. He's just had some problems lately with his groins that have been bothering him, but class act is all I got to say about Mark Pinero. Really, really like him, and yeah, he's been around longer than I've been fighting bulls, so, and it's been quite a few years. Really good guy, and I'm just excited that as long as he's been riding, I can't think of a finals that he hasn't been a part of also.
Really? Well, you know what? Speaking of Mark Pinero, it looks like we actually got him on the line, Wee. So let's see if we can jump over and say hey to him. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey, Mark, how's it going, man?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing something. Scott, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We got you here, man.
All right.
Not sure if you've been able to hear what's been going on. We've had you on hold here for a little bit, but we're talking about the finals coming up in LaBelle, Florida in January, and we know that, you know, you're sitting in 27th place, man. Know you had, a tough luck here lately. We actually saw you take a little nap in the arena at the Manatee Civic Center. Not a good place to take a nap, but I'll tell you what, you're actually talking with one of the best bullfighters that were out there. This guy here that is on the other line with Weasel, you know, did a fantastic job of keeping that bull off of you, man.
Oh, yeah, I can't thank him enough. And, Weasel's reputation is obviously speaks for itself. And, you know, if you just talk to anybody, he's a very well-recognized bullfighter. He did an outstanding job. Of course, I wasn't conscious enough to watch it, but I did – in my little cloudy state, I do recall going over to him and thanking him. So Thanks a lot, Weasel. You're the best, man.
Anytime. You know that. And again, it wasn't just me. You got Ross Hill on the other side.
Absolutely.
It was taken care of.
Two great guys, and I was kind of floating around there the rest of the night. I suffered a concussion, and that's one of many over the many years I've been competing. But I still like getting on bulls. I'm a little bit later stage in my life. Got a wife and family and things going on. But I like to tie my rope on and go. And one thing I do love, I love the spirit of the bull riders, and I love the sport.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Mark? I guess the big question is right now, how are you feeling? I mean, coming off of that concussion, we know your groin's been a little bit sore, but, I mean, do you think you're going to be ready enough to really get out there and make a good impact for these finals?
Oh, absolutely. I'll be ready to go.
Good, man.
Is actually just a little resting period for me. I'm just taking a little break, and I'll hit the gym and just getting. I'll be hungry for it when I get there.
Right on, man. Well, I got to tell you, man, you've really made an impact on us because, like Weasel was saying here, you're one of the class acts. You're one of the cowboys that really demonstrates leadership. And, you set a good example for some of these other cowboys that are coming along in the sport. You have a passion for it, and it reflects how you ride. And, you're still a successful rider as long as you've been riding. And actually, Mark, that's what, that'll be good for the fans to know. How long have you actually been riding bulls?
Going on 18 years.
18 years. That's a long career to be on the back of these animals, man.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have the opportunity, but make it maybe 4 years on the circuit, some guys have shorter careers, other guys are blessed with longer careers, and you are definitely one of those cowboys. It certainly is a pleasure to see you at any one of these events, man, and we're really impressed.
Well, I am definitely blessed with good health, so that's kind of the extra time I put in outside of the arena by going to the gym. It just improves my durability, I'm pretty convinced. So, I encourage these young guys to do the same thing. And a good hard head, that's right. So, but, hey, that's what you got to do if you want to stay young. And I'm trying to encourage a lot of these young guys, hey, to get yourself in the program. If you love the sport and you want to have longevity, get in there and keep your body hard. Don't let it get soft on you because it will break if so.
Absolutely. Well, like I said, I know that firsthand, man. I've seen mine broke just about every which way, Most of it was my face, so we're in luck because it was ugly enough as it is, Well,
Mark's got two hats, actually. He's going to produce a rodeo coming up, too.
That's right. Just getting ready to get into that, Weez. You stole the words right out of my mouth, man. We're just going to start talking about that. Now, Mark, we've got a big thing coming up here, and you and I have been able to talk about it. How are things progressing with that, as far as your first event that you're ever going to produce?
I'll tell you what, it's challenging, and I do have to salute the guys that have been doing it. It is definitely a handful, and it's a lot of work, a lot of running, a lot of publicity work, public affairs work, dealing with people and sponsors. But you know what, hey, it's time for me to step up and use all this experience that I've gained over all these years and try to get see if I can improve the sport from the promoter's aspect. And if this is a new avenue for me, that's great. It's great. We're going on. It's going on in Mims, Florida, February 13th, 2:00, and we'll be having some of the best bulls waiting for, of course, our best cowboys like we have in our Southern States Association. And I'm promising a good event. This is going to be a great event.
Well, you know what, Mark, and I got to ask you, man, what is it exactly that you're doing this event for?
This is for a Titusville resident, a gentleman named Charlie Yates, and some of the people might know some of the Yates from the cowboy world, and there's a couple of them did some bull riding. Carson Yates was one of them, and anyhow, he is a gentleman that was a well-respected Christian in the Titusville community that had a ministry working with young men. He's 51 years old. He's a father, too. Wife's a stay-at-home mom. He had a stroke. left him paralyzed, and a once awesome gospel singer is now unable to even speak. So he was a sole provider for his family, and he did a lot for a lot of people, and it's time for the community to help him out, and that's where Southern States is stepping in. We're going to step in there and try to bring in some finances to help out his family. And, you know, we got he had the faith, and we got it too. We know God can provide for him.
Absolutely, man. That is fantastic, you know. And that's what these rodeo, you know, that's what rodeo life is all about. You know, when you think about guys that go and just get on bulls, you know, it's one thing to go and pay your ticket and watch these guys compete, but there's more to these, every one of these cowboys. And there's a storyline behind every single one of them. And, you know, Mark Pinero has the passion driven to start up and actually produce an event to dedicate it to some of these other bull riders that have worked to help build and make rodeo what it is today. And, you know, this man is a good, strong Christian man. And, you know, it's his faith that has caused some of these others, like Mark Pinero, to step out and set an example and raise money for him. And you know what? I want to wish you the best of luck, Mark. You know that Making Aid is going to be there supporting your cause, and we're going to do what we can between now and then to help you get the sponsorships and to get things lined up, you know, for this event, man, because we know that you're doing it for a good cause.
Appreciate the help and everything y'all do. And anything for the bull riders and the bull riding community, I love the sport, and I love all my bull riding brothers out there, and it's just been an awesome ride. That's for sure.
That's right, Mark. Well, hey, we look forward to seeing you in January, buddy. Weasley, you want to holler at Mark one more time?
Hey, man, just great hearing you, man. I'm glad you're doing good. I had no doubts. You're too tough son of a gun to have something like that affect or anything like that. And you going to be at Fort Myers?
No, I probably won't make Fort Myers.
Okay.
But I'm not sure right now when I'm going to head out again, but I'm just taking good rest. Let my head rest a little bit.
That's good, man. But I'll see you at the finals.
All right, you bet. Y'all have a good night.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
You, Mark.
All right, take care.
All right. Hey, now, we've moving on from Mark. Now, that is one great cowboy. He's been around the SSB for a long time, man. That's really good example.
You can see the dedication. 18 years? Holy cow.
I know, right?
Imagine that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Yeah, I know. That's pretty impressive. And now, I didn't want to make Mark feel old or anything like that. I won't tell you where I was when, you know, 18 years ago when he started out. But anyways, moving on down to 26, man. Our 26th slot in the SSBR 2009 standing is Mark Ruman. What do you know about this Felsmere cowboy, man?
Michael is a handy cowboy. He rides really well. I don't think he just made it to that many events, because I'm surprised he's only at 26. I mean, I'm surprised he's not in the top 10. He's that caliber. I mean, all these guys are that good. But Michael, you know, the other thing is he's pretty handy bullfighter too.
Yeah, really.
Believe it or not. Yeah, he'll get out there and he's pretty good. He's pretty talented cowboy. Definitely.
Nice. Well.
Definitely, again, a plus for us to have him in the finals, man. Just the quality of cowboys we got, it's amazing.
Good deal, man. All right, moving on down to 25, man. Newt Matson, the Okeechobee cowboy. What do you know about him?
Just quality, great caliber cowboy. He's been going out west,
right?
Doing a lot of other shows and association shows, stuff like that. But when he's in here, when he's down south, He's consistently riding, consistently,
yep.
You know, making the money. Just a
well,
great rider.
I think the first time I saw him ride this year, now we weren't able to catch all the events throughout the 2009 season because we were just getting things rolling, but I think the first time I saw him was during the July 4th deal that we had down here. That was the first time I've seen this Okeechobee cowboy, and, you know, what a great guy. We've seen him ride, and from then on, man, he made his way back down here. We had a chance to talk with him, and just like you said, he's been out west riding. This guy is motivated. I mean, he's had the experience of riding out west with some of these other cowboys and riding on these different associations and all. This guy's fired up, and for him to come down just in a half a season and make put himself into the top 25 is really good to see. So,
It's a testament to his ability.
Absolutely, absolutely. This guy's got skills, and you know, I'm telling you what. I mean, you know, from your top 30 on is, I mean, we're talking the best of the best of the SSBR, and these guys, majority of these guys have ridden in more events. They ride PRCA, they hold their permits for them, they hold PBR permits, you know. So most of these guys that you're seeing here at the SSBR finals are also, you know, they're the top 30 here in the SSBR, which is amazing to me that you're going to commit that much time to riding in these other associations and making money and making a name for yourself there. But then you're going to come back and ride, you know, your guts out and get into the top 30 in the SSBR, man. You know, just looking at the picture of the overall, you know, the top 30, man, I'm really impressed.
Yeah, we're blessed with the quality of bull riders that we have, you know, and the loyalty, so to speak, you know, to come back to us, you know, it's a great feeling. And you know, we really appreciate it because you can't have a bull riding association if you don't have bull riders.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
And without them, we wouldn't exist, and we're very lucky.
Well, I'll tell you what, they put on one good show. Weez, do you have a few minutes to hang tight with us so we can take a break? When we come back, I want to talk about some of the bullfighters that are going to be coming up. But rodeo fans, 646-915-9940. If you guys want to sit back and talk some rodeo with us, hey, we'll sit back and answer any of the questions we have for you. You know, we'll let you know what's going on in the rodeo community. But we're joined here tonight with Chris Weasel Forrest, man, one of the best bullfighters you're going to see down here in the Southeast. So y'all stay tuned, get a grip, and we'll be right back.
Sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up.
say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. For infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stomped and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bent down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know it's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, fall out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running their mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself barked off, stomped and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bear down and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. You're listening to Making8.com, and that's right, we are back on the ranch tonight. Here talking with Weasel of the SSBR, and you know, Weasel being one of the standout bullfighters, he's also on the board with the SSBR, kind of helps run things along. And you guys have made some pretty big changes here recently there, Weasel, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've kind of revamped a couple things. We're moving in a... We don't like to be stagnant. We're moving forward, bigger, better things, and we're doing it with Making 8, I'll tell you that. That's helping us out a lot.
I'll tell you what, man. We are proud to be a part of the SSBR, you know. And I look back when I was riding on the circuits, and it was about 3 or 4 years ago, and I had my SSBR card and all, you know. I mean, I was fired up, and just to be a part of the organization and be able to be an athlete, you know, was a great thing. And where you guys have come along in those last, you know, 3 or 4 years has grown tremendously. And you know, I think now for any athlete that they have such a good advantage, you know, to be a part of the SSBR. You know, there's so many different opportunities. The money is better down here, you know, than compared to where it was 4 years ago. The shows are bigger. You know, the fan base is bigger. There's more fans in the seat. You know, this Port Charlotte deals, you know, the Miaka City deals, the events with Doug Walker. You know, we just had one at the Manatee Civic Center, and we've got another big one coming up in Fort Myers. Is that right?
Yeah. It's November 21st, I believe it is what it is. And it's always a really good show. I mean, it's crazy for me to say this, but it's as good, if not better, than the Palmetto show, if it can be. It's just the crowd, the fans, they're so loud and so excited that it just makes the bulls buck better and the guys ride a lot harder.
Well, I will tell you what, man, we are fired up about being down there. Now, there's rumors floating around, and I don't know if you guys are ready to go public with it. If not, just tell me to shut the heck up. But I'm hearing rumors that you guys are going to have some big names down here for the event.
Well, that is a big possibility, but I think I'm going to leave that up to somebody else to talk about if it is true, okay?
You got it, buddy. Well, hey, rodeo fans, y'all are going to have to stay tuned to Making8.com here coming up in these next couple weeks as we talk about the Fort Myers event coming up. It's going to be a big one. We've got big names floating around, you know, being put in the hat to be down there for this event. So y'all stay tuned. I mean, you are not going to want to miss that event. If you guys have time, I'd start booking your calendars and trying to get your seats for Fort Myers. Do not miss it, because you will not regret it. But
absolutely, it's another Doug Walker production, and those are just amazing.
Right.
They're awesome shows. He puts a lot of effort in them.
Absolutely, he does, and he takes a lot of pride in that. And we're happy to be a part of it. We really are. You know, just to be able to take part of an event so big. You know, I mean, to me. You know, I think that the caliber of event that he produces is comparable to any PBR event that comes down here to Florida.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
You know, moving on to some of the other SSBR stuff that you guys have going on for this 2010 season. Now, I don't know if you caught wind of it, Weasel, but when we were doing our live broadcast down in Port Charlotte this past Saturday, it really hit me that the SSBR starting their season, their 2010 season, on 10-10. That was the start of the 2010 season, was 10-10. So, you know, some people are superstitious. Some people, you know, I'm telling you right now, there's good things in store for the Southern States Bull Riding this year. And you guys have also opened up an opportunity for the fans to be closer to the riders and really get involved with the sport of rodeo and get close, correct?
Absolutely.
Now we were talking during the break about the Myakka City deal this coming weekend, and unfortunately, Weasel, we're not going to see you down there, man. What's going on?
No, unfortunately, I'm going to be going down to the Keys and do some fishing. With another really good bullfighter, John Copsey. I know you've heard of him.
Yes, sir, we sure have. Well, you know, and here's the thing. The Southern States Bull Riding has set up with a charter company down out of the Keys, and you guys are going to be allowing the opportunity for fans to charter the boat and pick a rider of the Southern States Bull Riding to take down there and go fishing with, correct?
Now, I don't know if it's as far as them picking a rider. We haven't gotten the details worked out on that one yet, but
okay.
Yes, they will definitely be fishing with somebody, you know, some quality bull riding athletes.
Excellent, man. That is so right on. I'm actually jealous. I'm going to have to see what I can do to get some sponsorships. We'll see if we get down there and hook up and just go out there and go fishing with some of these guys. Now,
we've been doing it.
There's a lot of guys on the Southern States Bull Riding that are some pretty avid fishermen there, correct?
Oh, yeah. Last year we had Chris Stewart, who's one of the owners and a stock contractor. He's been down with us a couple years. Carl Saletti, he goes down every year with us. We've had BJ Carter, our 2007 champ,
right.
Ricky Ringer, who's been to 10 finals, Garrett Haskins, who's been to, I would say, at least 5 or 6 finals. Yeah, we got some pretty good guys that are awesome fishing down there, and I'm glad that we have fun down there. I'm glad they're a part of it.
Absolutely. Well, you guys, you know, I had a chance to talk with Carl yesterday, and it's still being in the works, but you guys are looking to maybe even allow the opportunity for a fan to come down and be able to bunk with the Cowboys, you know,
yep.
or some of you guys at the SSBR. You guys are going to be able to hang out. They're going to be able to get interaction with the riders, talk rodeo, sit back and live the rodeo lifestyle as you guys do in your off time, and then go out and do some fishing with some of these Cowboys. Now, I'm going to tell you what, man, I have heard some of the stories about you guys out fishing. you know, there have been some wild charter adventures out there with the SSBR. So rodeo fans, if you guys are fishermen, you know, this is an opportunity for you guys to get involved with the riders, get to know the Southern States bull riding. And, you know, we were talking a lot about it during the break, too. I mean, you know, you've got guys that are down here. BJ Carter, one of the PBR bull riders. You know, we've seen him in the PBR, the CBR, the PRCA. You know, this guy is a top-notch bull rider. Loves to fish, and you guys have an opportunity to possibly get that close to him and just hang out and go fishing with him for a day. You know, guys like Ricky Ringer, you know, who won the Ironman Award last year. You know, I mean, some tough, true grit Florida Cowboys. So it's a good opportunity for them.
Absolutely. It'll be fun. Hey, it's fishing and it's the keys. It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, there's no doubt, man. Well, I'll tell you what, speaking of, you know, some of the other bull riders, what do you know about this guy coming in, winning, you know, competing in some of your events the last couple years, making some strong headway. Now he's in the PBR. He was brought on tour, I guess, the beginning of in the spring. Is actually standing number one in the Rookie of the Year standings. We're going to see him at Vegas Finals. And we're talking about Cody Nance. Now, this guy is from Tennessee, but has come down here to several of the SSBR events. What do you know about him, man?
Well, one thing I know is he's an excellent bull rider. The 2 years that he rode in our association, he's been to the finals every year.
Right.
Top-notch athlete, super nice guy. He's pretty funny. It's comical, but it's something that I didn't not see coming. I mean, again, just a really good bull rider.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. You know what, Weasel? We're actually getting phone lines are lighting up, man. So what do you say we actually take back and see if we can't talk to some of these guys? I think you're going to know this next guy. I had an opportunity to talk with him during the week this week. This guy is right on, and he's a big part of the SSBR, and I'm talking about Byron McIntosh. So,
all right.
Byron, what's going on tonight, buddy?
Hey, man, how you guys doing tonight? I'm actually on my way to Kentucky.
You're on your
way,
Byron, to Kentucky.
What's that?
What's going on in Kentucky, man?
I just got to pick up a trailer, and then I'm coming back to the Miami City SSBR over there.
So you're going to be out there this weekend, huh?
Yes, I will be at Miami City Saturday night.
Wonderful, man. Well, hey, we got Weasel on the line here. Weasel, say hey to Byron there. I know you know him quite well.
Who's Weasel?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you're too
you know,
kind,
I can't
Byron.
Say,
you're too kind.
I can't say
you got
much,
a Weasel
Byron.
On the line. What's that?
I'll tell you what. It's a different story. We're on the radio, so we know we can hear him. But I'll tell you what, you get out there in the arena and you have a hard time finding him because the guy's so small.
No, I'm going to tell you, Weasel's probably one of the best cowboy protection bullfighters you'll ever see. I think he's been to the SSBR finals 10 or 11 times in a row, 10 years or 11 years in a row. And he's actually one of the owners of the SSBR, and he's a great guy, stand-up individual. So I think if you guys come out and watch him fight bulls with Ross Hill and Rob Smith, 5-time world champion, he'll be down there in Fort Myers as the announcer and commentating and doing some radio shows and some autograph signings and stuff. And between Ross and Weasel, I think you'll get a heck of a show, and Rob Smith's announcing it. It ought to be a really good production.
Well, there you go, Weasel. The cat is out of the bag, man.
There you go.
Now, Byron, I don't know if you heard us talking on the show. We were hyped up. Weasel was not going to go out there and let the cat out just yet. He wanted to make sure that we knew what was going on. But we needed somebody with the right insight and the right approval to go ahead and let it out. Byron McIntosh, just let us know. That's right, rodeo fans. Rob Smets, 5-time world champion bullfighter, is going to be down here doing the announcing in Fort Myers with the SSBR and the Diamond W Rodeo Productions. So that's it, man. That's the answer we've been looking for. Byron, I got to tell you, man, we are fired up about this. I think this is going to be a great opportunity. It really is. You know, it's just going to turn out to be a tremendous event down there.
No, it'll be good. And when we get more information, on which Western stars that they're going to be at to sign autographs and stuff, you know, we'll definitely put that back on the radio and get the information out to all the fans. And they can obviously definitely come to the event and get autographs and stuff from Weasel, Ross, and Rob. And as soon as we get more information, we'll definitely update everybody before the event comes.
Absolutely.
I don't know why. I don't know why Byron wouldn't be there doing autographs too. You know, he was in the freestyle competition. He was actually leading one year, the whole deal, as far as the Wrangler bullfights, until he broke his leg. Byron is an amazing bullfighter. He's been doing it for years, and again, it's just really, it's really lucky that he's part of our association.
Oh, absolutely. Now, the first time I met Byron and actually saw him was at the bullfighting challenge or the bullfighting clinic that the SSBR put on in Myakka City at BBRB Rodeo Arena down there. And I got to tell you, you know, I've seen Byron get out there, no vest, no protection, just get out there and run around with a bull and show some of these younger bullfighters how it's supposed to be done. I mean, my mouth hit the floor. I was really impressed to see this guy get out there in that arena. And you know, for him, it's just another day at the office. And Byron, you've had the opportunity to fight bulls with some of these legends in bullfighting, correct?
Yeah, no, I've actually worked with Rob a couple times. He brought fighting bulls to Jonesboro, Arkansas one year to the Wrangler bullfights that him and Rowdy Bear used to own. And I worked a lot with Michael Horton, Smurf. He was an 87 Wrangler world champion freestyler. And almost all those guys that went to the NFR or whatever, you know, they were really great. And, you know, especially like Rob, he was really helpful. And you know, we got something coming up that he's helping Weasel out with that hopefully we're going to get done. And those guys are just, you know, they're good people to be around. And even though, you know, he had been there and done that, when you work with him and stuff, you go out there, you have a good time. And Leon Coffee was another one. You know, you just go out there and have fun and enjoy yourself, and everybody, you know, enjoys what they're doing. And it don't matter if you're a rookie or a 10-time world champion. Bulls don't know the difference. So you got to work together as a team and have fun, and basically that's what it's all about.
Yeah, you're right on about that there, Byron. We, you know, like I said, I want to sit back and hear some of your stories, man, because you and I got to talking the other night, and you started telling me about some of these deals. And I'm telling you, man, that's living the rodeo life right there. Rodeo fans, I'm telling you, if we could all sit around and write a book, the stories that we would have, and you know, when we're talking with guys like, you know, Byron McIntosh here and you know, Rob Smets, and the opportunities that we've had to experience on those rodeo trails, you know, it's something you can't put a price tag on. And you know, my recommendation to you is, as rodeo fans out there, get out to these events and start following these guys, because you know, you're watching you know, watching a true part of history take place.
Yeah, and I'll tell you a good thing about listening, if any young bull riders or bullfighters are out there, you know, and they're wanting to get in a sport or whatever, and especially if you're good, you know, the best thing to do is listen to people that have been there, because they've been there and they've done it, and, you know, they're going to teach you a lot of things that, you know, you might think you know everything, but you don't, and you'll learn every time you go out there. And I was very fortunate to learn from a guy that's passed away now. He's kind of like my dad. His name was David Morgan, and he was really, really intelligent about livestock and stuff. And, you know, when I went out west and started working with some of these guys, I thought, oh, well, you know, he knew everything, which he knew a lot. But the older, the Rob Smets, the Leon Coffees, the Rudy Burns, the Liesel Harrises, you know, those guys have all seen it. And it's a good idea, you know, to basically be humble and go out there and listen to people that have been in the sport for a while, and they'll really help you out.
Yeah, no doubt. That is for sure, man. Well, hey, Byron, let me tell you, man, I really appreciate you jumping on here with us and telling us, you know, a little bit about what's going on down there in Fort Myers, man. We are so fired up and so looking forward to it. Like I said, Rob Smets, 5-time world bullfighting champion, is going to be there. He's also going to be on the Making Eight Back on the Ranch show tomorrow night. We're going to talk about his challenge coming up in the Equi Games in Las Vegas in December during the Wrangler National Finals. So, you know, we're going to have the opportunity to talk with Rob. If you guys want to talk about or talk to Rob tomorrow night, y'all can give us a call. We're going to be live on the air taking your phone calls, and, you know, we'll try to get some things out there. If you guys want to talk with Rob, tomorrow's going to be your chance. And like I said, he's going to be right down here in Fort Myers announcing for the Southern States Bull Riding coming up November 21st. So y'all get it on your calendars. All right, Byron, I think we're going to go ahead and let you go, buddy. I think we got a few more callers coming in, and we definitely want to get a break in. But, hey, listen, man, drive safe up there to Kentucky. Don't get too cold, man. You know, I know it's a little bit chillier up there than it is down here.
All right, well, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate Weasel. And once again, I think the SSBR down there in Fort Myers is going to be a great deal. And as soon as we get more information, we'll update everybody.
Hey,
right,
thanks,
on, man.
Thanks again, Byron. Really appreciate it.
All right,
it.
We'll talk to you guys later.
Peace out. All
right, have a good night.
Have a good one, you too.
All right, there you go, guys. Byron McIntosh, and you know, Weasel, like I said, well, I don't think we promoted this guy enough. You know, I mean, this guy here really had an opportunity. You know, I mean, he really is a legend, one of the legends in the sport, and actually helped build, you know, bullfighting and rodeos here in Florida. You know, he was one of the strongest guys around.
Amazing talent, you know, and a really nice guy. And I will tell you what, talk about stories, absolutely. If you ever get a chance to get him telling you some stories of rodeos past, he's seen some stuff, been around some stuff. It's amazing.
Yep, that's right. Well, I'll tell you what, man, let's slide down, take another short break here. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. And, you know, I appreciate you hanging on the line with me, buddy. When we come back, you know, we'll try to take some more callers. Like I said, you're on the line. We got Chris Weasel Forrest out here with us. And y'all stay tuned. Get a grip. We'll be right back.
Who's once a bull-hooking son of a gun? Now who keeps a pike? Get out behind, shoot number one. Who was riding high till a pretty girl rode him to the ground? Any kid knows where to find me. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. In the riding and the roping, I was closing in on number one. Now in dreams at night I ride on that silver saddle I never won. Since she left me the whiskey, takes me to the rodeo grounds, where the cowboys think I'm handy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. I could ride them all, the bulls in the Bronx knew I was boss. But the ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown, the crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. And I could ride them all, the bulls and the Bronx knew I was boss. But the ride that woman took me on more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown, the crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown.
Hey, this is Weasel with the SSBR Bullfighter Finals, last 3 years in a row. You're listening to MakingEight.com.
There's a great American hero we all look up to. When the times are hard and chips are down, he knows just what to do.
Pretty good. I like it.
Now a cowboy's got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. If you ask for his advice, he'll more than likely say, if it's a fence, mend it. If it's a dollar bill, spend it. Or it burns a hole down in them jeans. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, duck it. She's a lady, treat her like a queen. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution, just about anything. If it's a job, do it. Put your back into it. Cause a little bit of dirt's gonna wash off in the rain. If it's a horse, ride it. If it hurts, hide it. Duck yourself off, get back on again. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. An old cowboy and a young buckaroo were working, riding fence. The old hand was testing the kid on his skills and his common sense. He said, son, if you've seen three men in a pickup, dressed alike from boots to hat, could you tell which one was the real cowboy just from where he sat? Well, the kid scratched his head a while, and then he said, well, there just ain't no way to know. The old hand grinned, and then he said, kid, you still got a ways to go. The real cowboy is the one in the middle. He ain't there just by fate. Cause first, he don't have to drive, and then, he don't have to mess with the gate. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution, just about anything. Solution, just about anything.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, we are back on the ranch. You're listening to MakingEight.com. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. If you want to get back, talk some rodeo action, give us a call. We'll be happy to take them. Unfortunately, we've had to drop some calls there. Trying to get everybody in. Like I said, just bear with us. We will get you on the line. Stay on hold until we can get through, but we will bring you in. 646-915-9940. And I'm actually joined here back on the ranch with Chris Weasel Force of the Southern States Bull Riding Association down here in Florida. Been talking with Chris, and, you know, we've been talking a little bit of everything, man. We've got fishing. We got bullfighting. Been able to talk with some cowboys down here that ride in the SSBR as well as you know, some of the bullfighters that help make the sport down here in Florida. So, Weasel, we've had a pretty good show. What do you say?
I think it's doing pretty good. I tell you one thing. I enjoy the old country music you're playing. Anyway, you can't argue with it. It's better back then than they got it now. The country music is way better, except for one song. Man, are they ever going to update that Bandy the Rodeo clown song? They got to give a bullfighter song, you know, something new, something a little better. I mean, holy cow,
Well, I'll tell you what, though, man, and Weasel, I am going to throw you under the bus, man. While we were on our break, I switched over and was trying to talk to Weasel, and when I clicked over, all I heard is Weasel over there singing. Now, Weasel, you are one heck of a bull rider, man, or bullfighter. You know, you are one heck of a bullfighter. To see you out there, you know, doing the cowboy protection is one thing. But, brother, don't make your living as a singer, man.
Oh, yeah, you ain't going to tell me. Shoot, my girlfriend knows that, too. That's why I'm out on the porch when I sing.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. I have heard some dogs howl better than that one. But, hey, it's all about having fun down here on MakingAid.com, man. We want to sit back and, you know, we want to bring the rodeo music to you out there. So hopefully the fans are being entertained just as much as you are, man.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, I got to tell you, man, we did get an email, and, you know, while we're online, because we are on Facebook as well, rodeo fans, if you're tuning into us, if you just found us through Facebook, if you got our friends request out there, we want to welcome you to MakingAid.com, and we want to let you know what we're out here doing. You know, we are going to be, we are working at being the rodeo promotion company. You know, not just the PBR or PRCA or the SSBR. We're going to put them all together. We're going to broadcast all of your events. You know, we're going to bring the rodeos into your living room for you that cannot make it out. You know, and Weez, honestly, man, times are tough. You know, it's hard to get out. Rodeos are some of the best places to go for your families, though. You know, you take a Saturday night, you know, you pay, you know, $8 for an adult. You know, children under 10 are free, you know, at a lot of these different events, that type of thing, man. You know, for these kids and for these families to be able to go out and do something constructive and keep the finances down low, man, rodeo is where it's at. And, you know, when you think times are tough, man, just, you know, you got to go back to some of your roots. For the fans to be entertained and realize how these cowboys actually make a living off of this, you know. And I mean, they make a living off of pennies and nickels and dollars, you know, to enter up their entry fees. You know, we can sit back and talk stories all day long about guys that are trying to play poker beforehand just so they can have enough money to enter up, you know, in the event. Or they're trying to sell their spurs, you know, and they'll go without them just so they can compete and hopefully win some money. You know, it's a hard life rodeo is, but I'll tell you what, for the fans, you get to see some of the most amazing things. You're talking about man versus beast. You're talking about women getting on these horses and running these barrels. It's exciting. It really is.
It's nonstop action. You know, where else can you go when you got really good music? You know, you're something's happening all the time right in front of you. You're out with your friends, you're out with your family, you're just having a great time. You know, it's nothing serious. It's there for their entertainment. It's there to have a good time, you know, to get away from, you know, in a little way, get away from the real world where they got to worry about the bills and everything else. Now they get a chance to just sit back, just having a good time. You know, that's what the rodeo is about for me.
That's right, man. Well, I'll tell you what, man. While we're sitting here, you know, not to jump off subject too much, but while we're sitting here, I got to pop up on Facebook. One of our Making Eight fans is going through a really rough time, and we want to keep her in our prayers. We just found out that she's, you know, having some issues with her family. Believe she's lost a loved one, and we definitely want to send our prayers for Making Eight out to her. Her name is Sheila. She's one of the big Making Eight fans, is helping, you know, really get out there and make Making Eight available to the other fans and to her friends. So, you know, like I said, man, that we're a family in rodeo, and when we have one of our own, you know, have a loss, you know, within their family, it affects all of us, and we just want to let her know that our prayers are with her tonight.
Absolutely. It's, I mean, when it all comes down to it, it's families first, you know. That's the important thing.
That's right.
And
that's what,
and I hope everything goes well.
We appreciate that, Weasel. We really do, and I know she does too back home. But, you know, that's what rodeos are all about, man. You know, I mean, I take my kids out there, you know, and – you know, our kids are just as much a part of these rodeos, and shoot, most of them, man, they're the future of the sport, and, you know, they're our future in general. They're going to be our next congressmen, and they're going to be our next, you know, senators and presidents, you know, so we have to instill that goodness that still goes on in America, man.
That hard work, the grit, you know, which makes us the best, the greatest country in the world is the grit, you know what I mean? The hard work, the I can do it no matter what attitude, you know what I mean?
Yep. Well, just like the song that, you know, that they have out there now that really affects rodeo is Say I Won't, you know. That instills that hard grit, you know. I mean, when you say that it can't be done, you know, say I won't, and I'm going to do it. And, you know, that's been my whole life motto, man, growing up. But, you know, that's what it's all about, man. We're here, you know, we're here to instill the future. You know, we want the future, you know, we want our kids to grow up in an environment where they are brought in into that, you know, you know, that's what rodeos still do today. That will never go away, I don't think. Not in that rodeo business.
Nope.
But, hey, rodeo fans, phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. We're down here with Chris Weasel Forrest, you know, one of the best bullfighters around here in the Southeast. Right now, you know, this guy knows how to get it on. Now, Weasel, are you actually going to be down there fighting as well in Fort Myers?
Yes. Yes, I will.
And do we know if Ross Hill's going to be back down here again, or is that not definite?
I have not. We don't have that confirmed yet. We'll know within the next day or so. But that, I mean, it's a real possibility. And I tell you what, if he brings in bulls, you talk about a show in a show. It's going to be.
Right.
I mean, you got a world champion freestyling for everybody. You got
yep.
a world champion, just world-renowned rodeo guy, Rob Smith, announcing, and you got all these amazing animals, these bulls that, I mean, are just bred to shed the little white weight, whatever, off their back, and these guys are just, you can't get them off. It's going to be a great show.
Absolutely, man. Well, I'm telling you, we are so looking forward to this thing. And you know, Weasel, you know, I don't think you give yourself enough credit, man. Like I said, when we saw you down there at the Manatee Civic Center, you know, you and Ross Hill made one of the best combinations that I've seen, you know, and that really only comes with talent and experience, you know, the knowledge and the ability that you guys have, the talent that you guys have, really came together well. And I mean, you couldn't tell that you guys have never worked together before. That was your first event ever working together. You guys looked like you were totally in sync and knew exactly what the other one was going to do. And that only comes with the experience and the expertise that you guys have in bullfighting.
Well, I appreciate that. But, you know, it's just it's repetition. I try to tell the younger guys that are coming out trying to fight bulls, stuff like that. The only way you get better is if you get in front of more bulls. It's just like riding bulls. You're not going to get better just by getting in front of, you know, getting on a couple and everything. You know, and just, I don't know, I've known Ross for a little while. I've seen him here and there. He's worked with my partner John Copsey and a couple other people. I've seen him, so I go to his MySpace if you want to see some freestyle action. I think it's Ross Hill at MySpace. Holy cow. I mean, he's amazing, but I know when, you know, stepping in there with him that you don't have to hold anything back. You know, he's a quality guy, and there's no competition. That's at least in the protection part. That's the nice thing when you're working with that guy. No one's trying to show each other up. You know, you're there for a purpose. You're there to save the guy, get rid of the bull. Anything after that is, you know, fair game. But, you know, we're on a mission, and that's what we did. You know, there's no thinking about yourself. It's about that guy that's on the ground or that guy next to you. And you know, my hat's off to that guy. He's a great bullfighter, and it was a pleasure. And I would like to get an opportunity to work with him again. If that be, it'll be great.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hopefully that'll get worked out with you know, Doug Walker and Diamond W Rodeo, and they can get Ross Hill back down here. Because I'm telling you what, we were so impressed to watch him. And I'll tell you what, him and I have gotten to be pretty good friends. I like talking to him. We talk together, you know, shoot. I'm telling you, within the last week with what Making Eight has been doing and, you know, the events that we've been having with, you know, covering the Equi games with Rob Smets and things like that, you know.
Yeah, that's going to be huge.
Oh, I'm telling you, it really is, you know, and it's going on during the National Finals Rodeo. It's not going to be the same time, but they're going to be going on the same days. Because of the Wrangler National Finals. You've got some of the bullfighters that are going to be at Rob Smets's deal that will not be able to compete. However, these guys are all friends, man. They travel together. They go to these rodeos together. They fight together, you know. And so they're going to want to see their brothers that are actually competing in the national finals. One of the guys we've been talking about is Dusty Tuckness. Now, if you guys ever get a chance, go to Dusty Tuckness. Just Google it. Pull it up. You're going to see one of the most amazing bullfights I've ever seen. And we're going to have him right here on MakingA.com doing our live broadcast from Las Vegas, Nevada with Rob Smets.
That'll be pretty sweet, man. The first time I seen him do that move, I was like, well, no, that didn't just happen, did it? When he cut that
this
back
left, shooting, dude.
Holy cow. I was like, no way somebody did that.
Yep, that is amazing, you know. And from what I hear, he's not a bad protection bullfighter either, you know, which you know, from a cowboy standpoint, from an athlete standpoint, man, you could spin a bull around in circles all you want. But I'll tell you what, when I'm hung up or if I'm laid out in that arena, man, I'm not worried about what you're going to do to turn that bull. I just want you to keep him off my back, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but when you got guys that are that quality, you know, freestyle, they know their way around bulls. You know what I mean? And obviously they got no fear. So there's no way that they're not going to be, you know, quality protection guys. It's just how it is.
Yep, absolutely. Well, that's just it, you know, and seeing the way you and Ross did when Mark Pinero came down there at the Manatee Civic Center, you know, like I said, that was some of the best protection bullfighting I've ever seen, because I'm telling you, I don't think you could have slid a piece of paper in between you and Mark and you and that bull. You know, between you and Ross Hill were just turning that bull around and drawing his attention, keeping him off of Mark while he was out there taking a nap in the arena. It was just some of the most impressive bullfighting I've seen.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. But again, I mean, my hat's off to Ross. It's the way I've always looked at it is I'm as good as that guy that I get to work with. You know what I mean? He makes me good is the way I look at it, because you got confidence with the guy. You know, if you know going in there that, you know, this guy doesn't want to step in front of the bull, he's not going to take a hook in for the rider, so you know he's not going to take one for you. You know, it's scary sometimes, but, I mean, with these kind of guys, like Ross Hill, I mean, I even got a chance to work with, Kevin Ellis, awesome bullfighter. I can't believe my mind's going blank right now. Byron was a pleasure to work with. I tell you what, the few times I got to work with him before he retired, it helped me out tremendous. And he's right. You know, the younger guys coming in, and we all had the same attitude when we were younger. You know what I mean? It's like, sure, you know what you're talking about, whatever. And we always got to learn the hard way. But, man, it is so much better if you just listen to those guys that have been there and done that.
Yep, right on. And there's so much that you can learn from these guys, you know, really. You know, the art or the fundamentals of whether it be riding bulls or whether it be fighting bulls, you know, will never change. You know, that fundamentals are still there. And, you know, these guys have got it, you know. And I know myself personally, you know, I wish I'd have met, you know, a guy like Brian Corson a lot sooner than I did, you know, because that guy is the toughest cowboy I've ever met, you know. And I tell people about Brian, you know, because I got to talk a lot about him, and you know, the guy's head will swell up if he finds out. Thank goodness he doesn't have a computer at home and he's not listening in. But I'm telling you, you know, I mean, you know, Brian, when I picture a cowboy, you know, most people think John Wayne. John Wayne is the cowboy.
I was waiting for you to say, because before you said that, I was waiting for you to stop, because I was going to say, funny thing is, he's what I look at is the John Wayne of our association. I'm telling you, he's just one tough son of a gun. I mean, the bull for him to give up.
Not just the association, but when you put, like I said, when you put the modern cowboy and what he does day in and day out, how he goes out there. I've been out on his ranch. I try to get out there at least once a week or so, you know. But to see him work these horses and to see him live every day in and out, living that rodeo lifestyle, living that country lifestyle, that cowboy lifestyle, you know, I mean, that man, I mean, he put it on me. You know, we were out there penning cows one day, you know, and I had never had that experience, you know, and this guy does it like it's, you know, like it's just another day at the office. But I'm telling you, you talk about some grit, you know. The first time we met him, of course, was in Port Charlotte when he got laid out down there and, you know, on Risky Business. Finishing second, and that's all he was worried about, man. He come walking out of that arena after he woke up, bleeding like a stuck hog, and that's all he was worried about, is getting to that paycheck window, making sure he got second place, you know?
Absolutely, I mean, man.
He's an icon. He really is. But, you know, I've been able to learn so much from him, and I wish, you know, like I said, if I was competing on the circuits regularly, the amount of knowledge that I've gained from Brian Corson, you know, one of the true grit cowboys and one of the best in the business. I mean, this guy in 05 had made it to the national finals, you know, his first year on tour. You know, I mean, that says a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this guy's got the heart and determination, and don't be surprised if you see Brian Corson's name back on tour next year. I'm telling you, I really believe that this guy has got the potential. And if you saw him down in Port Charlotte, Weasel, you know what I'm talking about. This guy had a fire in his eye, man, about riding bulls, and he was making it happen.
He, since the day I met him, that's all it's been. It's all or nothing with him. You know what I mean? He don't go in that thing half-assing. Pardon my French,
yep.
But he is all or nothing. That's Brian Corson right there. And I'll tell
you're
you
right,
what,
man.
I don't know how many stinking times, and it gets me every damn time he does it, but you know the old little game you play with the little kid, oh, you got something on your shirt. You look down and hit you in the nose. Oh, my God. Every single stinking time I see him, he gets me every damn time. It's like, you know it's coming, but you still look down. And
you know what, Weasel?
You know,
I see that guy. I see that guy almost once a week, man, and he still gets me out there. So don't think for one second that you're the only one, brother. That guy,
yeah.
I mean, he nails me every time. And I know, just like you said, I know it's coming. I know what he's going to do. The first time I see Brian Corson, the first, all right, he's going to try to get me today. And before you know it, man, within 30 minutes, he's got you. I'm telling you, he's the worst with that.
Yep.
But I'll tell you what, you want to talk about a good dad, that guy is a great dad to his kid. And he's good with other kids, you know. He's a good role model. You know, I mean, when you see these other kids, you know, he really takes time and talks with these guys and really appreciates his fans. You know, so rodeo fans out there, I'm telling you, Brian Corson is definitely one to keep an eye on. He is one you want to get out to watch.
Oh, yeah. All heart. All
absolutely.
Heart.
Absolutely. Well, hey, we only got about 15 minutes left in our show, man. We're still looking for those callers, 646-915-9940. We'll sit back and talk as much rodeo as we can with you for the next 15 minutes, but we're running short. We want to let them know, man, I've had a great show with you, and I appreciate you calling in and kind of bailing me out, man, because I'll tell you what, when it comes down to a lot of these riders, man, you guys that have been in the SSBR, you know, you guys have the firsthand knowledge of a lot of these cowboys, so you've been able to do that.
Well,
but,
anytime, man, anytime. I mean, again, it's just great that you give us this soundboard, this opportunity to – because, you know, it's funny, you kind of, like in our association, we look in a regional area, you know, we're in this regional area taking care of this stuff, but with your kind of show, I mean, it's not only nation, it's worldwide, it's the internet, you know what I mean? So for us to get the opportunity for somebody from, what the heck, Alaska or something like that, to actually hear about us, it's pretty cool, it's pretty neat.
Well, you know, honestly, Weasel, you guys have probably a dozen or so Brazilian riders that compete regularly in the Southern States bull riding, right?
Yes.
I mean, there are a lot of Brazilian riders down here in Florida. And I got approached this past weekend, and I was handing out business cards to all of them, man, because all of these guys that are in Brazil are from Brazil. Where are their families? They're still back in Brazil. And they want to hear about them back here in the States. And we're able to bring it to them right here on MakingEight.com. And you want to talk about something special? Where else can you go to find out about your favorite rodeo athletes? I mean, all the way from Brazil. You know, you
can't
sit in Brazil.
It's the only place I know.
Exactly. You know, this is it, man. We are the first ones to ever do this, and we are going to be the best. And you guys are on the groundbreaking surface. And I'm telling you, Weez, you and I talked about it beforehand. Hold on to your hat, because you know Carl Saletti and I had a 2-hour conversation yesterday about it, And I'm telling you, there's some things in the works that have happened even within the past 24 hours that are going to blow you away. So, rodeo fans, you guys are in store for something truly special with MakingA.com. You guys that are tuning in are on that groundbreaking surface as well. This is a brand new thing to rodeo, and I'm telling you, we are going to bring back rodeo. We're going to put rodeo on the map. You guys are going to have that opportunity to be a part of that.
Well, it's great. You know what I mean? It's the future of what it is. You in order to, you know, keep going, you just got to keep trying new avenues. And I tell you what, this is an untapped resource right here that's being tapped. You know, and it's great.
Exactly.
It's a great idea that you had, that you come up with. We talked about it, you know, with the satellite radio and stuff like that and things, and this is the way to do it, man. I'm telling you, you got a good thing going.
Well, we definitely appreciate it, Weasel. And like I said, if we did not have the SSBR, we would not be able to do what we've done. You know, if we don't have a rodeo association that's going to welcome us like you guys have, we can't perform. We can't get better. We can't practice this, and we can't do the overall performances for you guys. You know, so it's a thing of give and take, and you guys have given us an opportunity as well, and we appreciate that. We appreciate all that you guys have done. Like I said, from the time that I was riding on the SSBR circuit to the time that I've been able to get out to these events, man, I love the SSBR. I love what you guys do down here in the Southeast. And, you know, we're going to make it better for the fans. We're going to keep up with the times, you know, and we're going to make the athletes have a place to go where the payouts are going to be good. The rodeos are going to be better. I mean, you look at where we were 3 years ago. I mean, you know, to think that Rob Smith would be down here announcing an SSBR event, holy cow. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost unheard of. Or to even have somebody as the 2008 world champion bullfighter, love to come down here to Florida, man. You know, I talked with Ross, like I said, talked with him yesterday. This guy's fired up about Florida, man. He loves what's coming out of it. And it's right here on MakingA.com with the Southern States Bull Riding.
Well, I appreciate that. And hopefully you don't mind. Maybe I get a couple plugs. I mean, we help you out. You help us out. But what really helps the association out and what keeps it running is the sponsors. And I hope you don't mind if maybe I give a couple sponsors some plugs.
Not at all, man. This is your show, man. This is the SSBR deal. This is why we're here. We want to be able to help you guys out.
I appreciate it. And I mean, it's the Central Tribe of Florida, Lone Star, Silversmith, Red Man Chewing Tobacco, and the Ronald McDonald House, Humps and Horns. I mean, you wouldn't be able to put on shows without sponsors, you know, and we wouldn't be able to do this association without the riders, of course, but without the sponsors, you know, we wouldn't be anywhere.
That's right. Absolutely. And, you know, just like us, we would not be able to exist if it wasn't for the sponsors, you know, and we're still looking for our sponsors for 2010. You know, we want to make what we have better. And the only way we're going to do that is to get our sponsorships as well. But, you know, just like you guys, we want to open up that door for you. And that's what Making Aid Outreach is really all about, man. We're going to reach out to everybody involved. So even if you're a sponsor, we've got a place for you right here on MakingAid.com through your association that you're sponsoring. We want, we want the sponsors to know that we're supporting them because they're the ones that are helping us continue the tradition of rodeo. And
it's only a matter of time that you get sponsors. With the quality of product that you're putting out right now, I'm surprised you don't have sponsors right now. I mean, it's an amazing show.
We've got our fix on them, man, and I'm telling you, like I said, they're going to be there for us. We know that they are, and like I said, man, you know, just like you said, actually, this is an untapped territory. It's been hard on us, you know, and of course, the economic times, man, it all falls back to the economy. It's been hard on everybody, but I can tell you right now, Making Aid is the real deal, and you know, we're going to put rodeo back on the map all over the U.S. And you know, it starts right here with the Southern States Bull Riding.
Well, I appreciate that, and again, we wouldn't be, you're our sounding board, you know what I mean, and it's great to have a voice that somebody can actually hear, you know.
Absolutely,
it's a great product you got.
Well, like I said, we appreciate it. We're going to keep on doing it, and we love covering the events. You know, it's exciting. The Southern States Bull Riding has put on some great shows, and we get so fired up at just announcing it, you know. Makes me want to get back out there in the arena, and as a matter of fact, I have, you know. I mean, you know, you guys have got me back in. You guys have put me on a couple bulls down there this year, you know. I was down in Myakka City for the bullfighting clinic, and got on a bull down there, and got down on one of Chris Stewart's bulls during the 4th of July, but we're not going to talk about that one because that was really flat out embarrassing. But, hey, you know, who knows what the...
Wait a minute. We talked about my singing. We can't talk about you, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. You know, I definitely look to redeem myself, and I've got to talk to Chris and get him to get another bull down there because we've been fired up, man. I get that itch every now and again. We're ready to go out
and
get some more bulls. But, you know... Like I said, Weasel, I cannot thank you enough for joining us tonight. We're going to definitely look forward to having you back on with us again. We've got a lot of riders still yet to cover with the SSBR and their finals coming up in January.
Absolutely.
So we want to talk about them. We want to talk about some of the bullfighting. And, you know, shoot, between now and then, you guys have so many great events coming up with Myakka City and, you know, Fort Myers and, you know, Port Charlotte. You know, I mean, there's a lot of rodeos, you know, that are going to be rolling between now and the final. So we definitely look forward to having you back on with us again. As soon as we get some final words on what's going on with the, you know, the Fort Myers event and you know, Ross Hill and Rob Smets, you know.
Yep.
We definitely want to have you back on, and we'll talk about some of that stuff.
Anytime, man. It's been a pleasure. You know, now I'm just kind of upset I hadn't done it more or done it before. You know, this has been great. Easy to talk to.
All right, Weasel. Well, hey, man, listen, we're going to let you go and get back to doing what you need to do back on your ranch, man. Take care of the things back home. I'm sorry we're going to miss you down there in Myakka City, but, hey, catch a big one for us, man.
Oh, I plan on it, man. You guys have fun. It's going to be a great show. Vic Scarborough puts on a really good show, has a great bunch of bulls and quality bull riders, man. It's the SSBR, making8.com.
Right on, Weasel. All right, man. Well, hey, take care. Have a great night. We'll catch you at the next rodeo.
Absolutely, man. Take it easy.
All right, rodeo fans, there you have it, man. Chris Weasel Forrest joining us here from the SSBR. Pleasure to have him. We want to really appreciate, you know, want to thank him for joining us on the show tonight. But, hey, tomorrow night, rodeo fans, we've got a special one, a special Back on the Ranch show. We're going to cover the Equi Games from Las Vegas, Nevada, coming up in December. We're going to get with the man himself, the man of the hour, Rob Smets. He's going to be putting on the bullfighting challenge portion of this event, and we're going to be covering it. We're going to talk about the riders, the bullfighters that are going to be competing in it. We're going to talk about some of our guest co-host announcers, and I'm telling you what, it's going to be a fired-up show. So, rodeo fans, do not miss tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in to making8.com so you can check out Rob Smets. And as we cover the Equi Games coming up, want to thank all of you guys for tuning in. If this is your first time tuning in, want to definitely invite you to tune in back with us tomorrow night. We also have a live event this Sunday. We're going to be covering Making 8 Radio. We'll be out live from Myakka City covering the Southern States Bull Riding. We're going to bring it to you live. Where else are you going to be able to sit back, sit on your laptop or your computer at home and listen to a live broadcast of a rodeo? We're going to bring you all the action there from Myakka City with the Southern States Bull Riding and making8.com. So, rodeo fans, definitely want to thank you all for tuning in. Y'all get a grip, and we will talk to you tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For the ones that we missed, we will have another Back on the Ranch segment next week. We'll let you know what the dates and times are. Until then, rodeo fans, get a grip. Happy trails, and we'll see you next week.
Got bucked off and stalled in Albuquerque tonight. And all the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't
way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this Sonny Leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride. And Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. And that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And no wrong. Heart's girlfriend sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his cross clear, got him standing for the hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight.
Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making8 is a winner.